Richie Milton and Bill Farrow are two fantastic guys with lots in common. They've been into Phoenix several times to entertain us, but when I look back, I was surprised to see that the last time they were on the show with me was almost exactly 2 years ago.
God, blimey, that's gone quick.
I know. We've got a lot to catch up on then today, haven't we, Richie?
So. Yeah.
Well, it's a great way to start the new year. Did you have a busy Christmas, you two, out gigging?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Richie did. Richie had a very busy. I pulled out of it because I went away with the family.
Right, so, sorry, I should say this is Bill. Hello, Bill.
I'm Bill, yeah. Hello, folks. But Richie's been, he's been doing variety shows. He's been doing the lot.
Yeah, he's a bit of a workaholic, Richie, isn't he?
Yeah, yes. I was busy, but the way I look at it, Bob, like if you can't do it in December, like you're not going to do it in January, are you?
No, that's right. I mean, you even play gigs on Christmas Day sometimes, don't you?
I did this year, I've done Bacon's College in Rotherhive.
Right.
It was a lovely event, yeah.
It was a good turnout as well, wasn't it?
300 people, yeah, it's great.
Blimey. Okay, right, well, let's start at the beginning. For those who might not know too much about you, give us the lowdown.
What we're here today for is that me and Bill is in our other our alias, isn't it, Bill?
Wearing our other hats.
You're a bit like superheroes, aren't you? You change your costume in a telephone box and stuff.
Yeah. So, because we do the Milton Farrow blues and skiffle, as you know.
Yeah.
But we also go out as Bill and Ricky. and you can guess what sort of thing that's going to be, can't you?
Fantastic.
Party time.
Your music's really good to dance around to anyway. I was watching your video this morning for... I've forgotten the name now.
The Hammersmith?
No, pulling
all the boozers down.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what I want to know is how on earth did you get Tony Blair to play double bass for you?
Yeah, I know. It was tricky.
You must take a look at the video on YouTube of pulling all the boozers down with Richie Milton and Bill Farrow.
Because the guy who plays
the double bass is a dead spit of Tony Blair.
Eddie Masters. He's a fabulous player, Eddie Masters. Yeah, but I bet he don't know he looks like Tony Blair. He's going to be ever so disappointed when I tell him.
Well, maybe
you think he looks like Eddie Cochran.
Well, maybe he doesn't in real life, but there's one or two shots in this video where it could be Tony Blair standing there.
Really?
Anyway. It's great video as well. You enjoy putting that together, did you?
It's good fun, That was shot by Blake Powell, who you probably might know. He's done lots of videos and he's got note records.
Okay, it's a nice video. Mm. So normally it's blues and skiffle you play.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about Bill and Ricky now then. What do they play?
Well, Bill and Ricky, we're more like
pulling all the boozers down. That's the sort of crossover one.
Right.
Them sort of songs. You get the vibe, a bit Chaz and Davey, that sort of thing. Play a lot of the old tunes and, you know, rock them up a bit, yeah.
Right, okay, so maybe best thing is give us a sample. So who's going to be performing now? Is it Richie Milton and Bill Farrow or Bill and Ricky?
It's Bill and Ricky today.
The drummer, by the way, is a box on the chair.
Don't tell him that.
All right, so what are you going to play for us, guys?
We're just going to do an old knees-up thing called I Want to Say Hello, plus one of our little songs we put in the middle.
Okay.
When we go out, we do these sort of long sort of medleys of things, you know.
Oh, it just seems long, you know.
All right.
well, if you could
take us up to the news at 2 o'clock, that'd be good. All right, it's Bill and Ricky.
Go on, Bill.
I want to say hello, I want to see you smile, hold you in my arms again. Want to do the little things we used to do before. Honey, I can't live without you anymore. I won't be satisfied until you're by my side. I'm yearning for the moment when you'll say hello and I will see you smile, hold you in my arms again. I think it's time for a party, I think it's time to celebrate. I think it's time for party. So let's celebrate before it gets too late. I think it's time for a knees up.
Knees up.
Let's get some knees up in the air. I think it's time for a party to celebrate the fact that we're all here today.
Yeah. Come on, Bill.
I won't be satisfied until you're by my side. I'm yearning for the moment when you'll say hello and I will see you smile. Hold you in my arms again. I'll say hello and I will see you smile. Hold you in my arms again.
Fantastic.
It goes down better with a pint. Oh. You've got a pint in your hand.
Oh, well, that went down very well indeed. Thoroughly enjoyed that. We should have had you in at Christmas, I think.
Yeah. Old Christmas parties, oh, yeah, with all them.
Fantastic. So, as we said earlier, it's 2 years since we last met in the studio. So, what's happened to you over those 2 years? Can you remember? That's the first
Bill's
thing.
Well, Bill's aged considerably, as you can see.
I've gone down it all terribly.
Well, you wouldn't believe it to look at your website, Bill. I want to have a word with you about your website.
It's the makeup. Man, yeah.
You look very young and athletic in that.
And his hair so black.
I know.
Well, it still is, folks. Still
still absolutely
is.
Jet black is. Yeah. All right, Richie. Now
I'm the only one with hair.
Look under this hat, Bill. Yeah. What's that?
There's a bit left.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Well, I just want to turn to Richie for a moment because I'd like to learn a little bit more about Richie Milton and the Lowdown. This is another one of your hats, isn't it?
Tell us
about the band.
Well, still going. As you know, we've been going a long while now. We've had a few CDs out.
Yeah.
On Right Track and stuff. We've done one just before Christmas, actually. Well, say just for the beginning of December. The Bull's Head in Barnes. You might know that one. It's quite a known music house, you know, which that was a nice gig.
Yeah.
Great. And got one this Saturday, actually.
All right, yeah. Where's that?
With the band. That's in Staplefield, down in down the M23.
Okay, right. Mm. Yeah, so you travel quite a long way for some of these gigs.
Well, it's within the M25. Yeah. Not like we used to. We used to be up and down the country.
You're quite a big outfit, aren't you, Richie and the
Lowdown? Yeah, because seven of us.
Seven, right.
Yeah, we've got Linda Hall doing vocals with us as well. Right. And Steve King, saxophone, Dick Hansen, as you know, like some people who know some of these sort of bands probably know the names.
Right.
Eddie Masters on the bass and... Janos, he's on the keys.
Right.
Yeah. And Ed Spevak, of course, on the drums, you know.
Wow, what a setup. Yeah. We'll have to try and get you all in one day, I think.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Before they die.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're not that old. Not yet. I mean, especially Linda Hall as well. She's a great singer, isn't she?
Yeah. I've been doing a few gigs with Linda as well, Sometimes we do a smaller unit, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, now, as well as Skiffle and Blues, you also do a bit of Rockney. I'm thinking specifically about Canningtown Blues. And now
that's Bill's tune.
I'm sorry. But you perform it together, do you?
Here and there. We don't fit all the time. I mean, I've been doing that for about 30 years.
I mean, I was going to say about that because it became a bit of an anthem at the West Ham ground, didn't it? Regular plays over the PA.
Back in the days. I mean, you know, we was getting quite a few radio things, radio in London, BBC Essex and stuff, and I was getting loads of radio plays.
Right.
And it was doing well. It was locally, you know, sort of. And somebody came up to me one day, I heard your record again today. I said, where was that? He said, over West Ham. I said, really? He said, they play it every week. So I didn't know. So I popped down there and had a chat with a guy, and they got it, started selling it in their shop, in a West Ham shop. And they played it nearly every week, apparently. Right. It was great.
Well, I know, I think a lot of your songs reflect changes you've seen over the years in the East End.
Pulling all the boozers down.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of this is another one. Are you Hammers fans?
Not really. I'm not a football fan. I used to live right near the ground. Richie still does.
I live about 100 yards from the ground.
I used to live near the Spotted Dog. So you.
Oh,
you
know that. Right.
So what do you think about the move away from Upton Park to the Olympic Stadium?
Well, to be honest with you, at first I was pleased because like it's total nightmare if you're trying to drive your car like on a match day or doing anything.
You can't park anywhere, can you? Yeah.
But now it's getting closer. I'm starting to get a little bit nostalgic about it. I think, oh, it really takes something away from the area, you know? Because there's nothing else going for it around there, you know?
Yeah, well... Well, they're not moving too far away, are they?
No, it's Stratford.
All right, so next time we need a song about the old bowling ground, I think.
How about that?
That might take off.
For the bowling ground.
Bye bye bowling ground.
Right, well, what about another tune from Bill and Ricky then?
Do one of Richie's songs.
All right, we'll do a Cockney one, shall we?
This is the one about Rockney, it's one of Richie's Rockney.
Lovely.
Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll.
How about that?
All right, Bill.
Okay.
There's a smashing little boozer where I like to go. Every Sunday there's a band who can really rock and roll. They do the boogie-woogie and stuff we understand. And outside there's a man with a seafood band. Oh, gold blimey, Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. Hey, oh, gold blimey, Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. When the band is rocking and a pint is in your hand, you can step out in the yard to manage seafood stand and get some jelly in your belly. Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. Might have a pint or two, even have a dance. Try and pull a bird if I get half the chance. And if I get lucky, I'll whisper in her ear, do you want to come outside and have some jelly with your beer? Oh, gold blimey, Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. Oh, oh, gold blimey, Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. When the band is rocking and a pint is in your hand, you can step out in the yard to manage seafood stand and get some jelly in your belly. Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. Hey! Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. Oh, go blimey, Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. When the band is rocking and a pint is in your hand, you can step out in the yard to manage seafood stand and get some jelly in your belly. Jelly Deals and Rock and Roll. Do you like some Hills, Bob? You ever eat them?
I love a jelly deal, me.
You want to nip out there and get some?
Yeah.
All right.
You can have the pint, right?
Well, we'll carry on until we get back. All right.
You're going to have me jelly.
We'll hold the full, mate.
I know you like a pint, though, Bob.
Nasty rumour.
All right, Bill. Hey. Whoa, lovely.
Well, I can honestly say that's the first time I've taken part in a song. That's fantastic. I was sitting all the way through that with a silly grin on my face. So I absolutely loved it. Well done, guys. Thank you very much. Now, looking back, now you've had quite a long career in music. You've kind of, that's what you've done, isn't it? I mean, you've been at it for a long time and it's become a way of life of you. You must have seen it all and done it all.
Wow.
And you're still doing it.
More to do, Bob.
Really?
We enjoy it. We go out and have a party every time we go out. That's basically it.
Right.
You know. The hardest part is getting there and getting home sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing the job.
Yeah. It's just, I love it.
So is getting home more difficult than getting there?
Quite often.
Well, no. We are very very cautious with a drink and
very
drive,
sensible.
Aren't we?
Of course.
Well, you wouldn't be so slim and lithe and handsome if you were.
I'm okay because I don't drive.
So Richie does the driving.
He carries me on his shoulder out of the car.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you about that.
I mean, all right, so again, looking back, I mean, you've been on TV, you've played all these clubs all over the years. What is, for Bill, first of all, What's your best moment in music? The best thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, I don't know, really. I mean, going back over the years, I did a tour with a blues singer called Mabel Hillary.
Okay.
I'm going back a long while, 1967, and that was magic because I was just, I was doing TV, I did about 5 television spots, you know, around the country, and met people like Champion Jack Dupree, who was an old blues player, and people like Savoy Brown Blues Band, and a lot of the folky, because it was like a folk blues thing, so we was travelling around all these clubs, and I was just in awe of everybody. And all the time, I just think to myself, what am I doing here? You know, the kid from Canning Town, what am I doing here?
You know, but, did you learn a lot from those people?
I had to hold your drink mainly. it was great, always good fun, yeah. And that was the whole idea. If everyone's, you know, people just have fun, didn't they, in the music games? It got a bit serious now. At one point, I actually bowed out of it for about 10 years.
Really?
Because it got so serious. And that wasn't, you know, it wasn't my game. You know, I had to go out and enjoy it. And someone phoned me up out of the blue and said, come and do a gig together. We'd never played together before in our life. Right. And he took me out and we did a gig together.
Fantastic. Well, you two certainly seem to be having fun when you're performing, don't you? What about you, Richie? Yeah. You've played with lots of people, haven't you? And what's your the highlight looking back?
Highlight, blimey. Well, I haven't got one particular, but I just like I used to love still doing now and again, like the old blues festivals and all that. Been abroad a couple of times and all that with it, and played with some of the legendary blokes, like, you know, so that's nice. I enjoyed that, and in the old days I used to play saxophone. To play saxophone, you know,
right?
And that was a real buzz because I was really young then, and like, I was touring like with like soul bands and reggae bands and all that, and I used to really think that, oh wow, this is it, this is the music game, is it, you know? And so like them days sort of stick in my mind still after all these years, you know.
Fantastic. And so much more to come as well.
Well, I hope so.
Now you've got a local gig coming up soon, haven't you? One of our associates actually on a plate in Shenfield.
Oh, we'll do that on and off. Yeah.
That's 16th of January.
Is it?
Oh, well, we were trying to figure it on the way in. So we've got things. What were we doing? We can't remember.
Well, I don't remember putting that in, Bill.
Well, it's a good job I reminded you.
Yeah, there you are.
Is that for this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well,
perhaps it's me. Perhaps I've looked at the wrong thing.
No, I'll give him a bell,
Okay.
We're still
friends. I'll double check that in a minute.
That's a nice little venue. We enjoy that.
Yeah, it's a lovely place.
Gets a nice people. Martin McNeil comes in now and again.
Yeah.
He does a session there. Have you heard of Martin?
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh, he's an excellent blues guitar player and all that.
He plays the old bottleneck style.
He's very, very good, you know. Yeah. You see his name around or whatever.
He's an Essex man, yeah.
Bring him in, because he's really good.
Well, I'd like to.
Smashing bloke and all.
Nice bloke. He's a lovely man.
All right, so can you remember what else you got coming up for 2016?
we're starting to do a regular, aren't we, in Leighton?
The 7th set. Starting to do it. We've been doing it for about 2 years.
On and off. But we're going to be doing that last Tuesday of the month. Last Tuesday of the month.
Linda comes along with that, doesn't she?
Linda Hall comes and does some stuff on that as well. And we've got another little blues festival coming up, haven't we?
Oh, we've got the Swanage Blues Festival. Yeah. Again this year we've done it a few times now, and that's great. That's normally over a couple of days, and they give us a caravan. For the band and all that. It's really good.
I mean, we've got our own blues club in Billericay, I think, the new Crawdaddy.
A few of the guys I know like play there.
I'll have to try and get some of the guys in from there, I think. That would be good.
I go down to Swan quite a bit
in the
Horndon on the Hill.
Oh, okay.
That's a great venue on a Sunday night. It's a folk club. It's a folk club. It's anything goes, basically, except real loud. I don't have like rock and roll stuff, but that's a great venue on a Sunday night. Just pop in, and it's a jam session. We all get your little spots and
fantastic
things like that. But that's really good, and I'll pop in there quite a bit. That's a good place. Yeah,
great.
Try out your new songs.
Well, this is it. I was going to ask you what you got in the pipeline. You got some more stuff coming through, have you?
I've got about 4 new songs, and Richard's try and do something again. We'll see what happens. Richie's obviously right, and he's
Yeah, I still keep writing a few songs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, well, we're going to hear another song from you. But before that, where can anyone find and buy your music?
Well, if they've got iTunes on their computer, they can download any of them from iTunes. If they want to buy a physical album, you can get it from CD Baby at cdbaby.com.
Right,
and you can, you can, you know, review them. You can hear them, you know, hear them first. Yep. And if you like it, you can buy one, order one, and they'll send it your post through the post. Or they can contact me on the website.
Yeah.
There's also a Bill and Ricky.
Oh, there's a Bill and Ricky website as well. So if they want somebody,
oh, look at this! I've just got a business card. Time for a knees up, Bill and Ricky Cockney duo. Sing along, Rockney Skiffle. There you go. Well, look, here's the website. So it's Bill at Mangle Music. Sorry, Bill at mangle-music.com and Richie at richiemilton.co.uk.
Yeah,
there you go.
And you'll have better luck doing Richie's because I don't know nothing about computers or anything.
Yeah, you've seen these, man.
All right, well, we'll put Richie's website on our website later on.
And if they want to have a look at the website for Bill and Ricky, it's Bill and Ricky, Bill and Ricky.
Yeah.
Dot London.
Yeah. Dot London.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't know there was a dot London.
We got him first for that. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, what are you going to play for us to finish up? Let's have a knees up.
Margie.
Yeah, Margie.
That's a good one. Right. It's.
I don't know if our drummer knows that one. Do you know this one?
Right, it's Richie Milton and Bill Farrow, aka Bill and Ricky, and Margie. Take it away when you're ready, guys.
Oh, Bill, ready?
Right, yeah.
Hang on. There we go.
Oi, oi! I said, Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I tell the world I love you, don't forget your promise to me. I will buy you a home, a ring, and anything, oh Margie. You are my inspiration, days are never blue. After all is said and done, there's only one, oh Margie, Margie, it's you. All right. Oh, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. You know you'll miss your daddy from now on. If you can say anything nice, don't say a word, that's my advice. Oh, you go your way, I go mine, it's better that we do. Here's a kiss, hoping this brings lots of luck to you. It makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh no, let me ukulele now. Isn't that nice again? Oh, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. You know you'll miss your daddy from now on. If you can't say anything nice, don't say a word, that's my advice. Oh, you go your way, I go mine, it's better than we do. Here's a kiss, hoping this brings lots of luck to you. It makes no difference how I carry on. Oh, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, don't you talk about me when I'm gone.
Fantastic. Well done, guys. Absolutely brilliant.
Well done, Bill.
Now, got to put my hand up now then. 16th of January 2015, you were on it.
I thought it rang a bell.
I haven't got used to the new year yet. That's the problem. So anyone who's listening, Bill...
we're not there.
Bill and Richie will not be at Honourplate on January 16th.
We're resting that day. We're resting.
Now, anyone listening, tell them to go there and ask them why we're not
there. That's right.
This
yes,
year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've got a mention on the radio anyway, so that's good. Yeah. Hey, listen, guys. Look. I asked you to play three songs, but I'm enjoying it so much. Do you think you could dig another one out of your treasure chest for me?
Yeah, I reckon.
Right, well, I'm going to...
Let me play, Bill.
Yeah, I'll play a couple of adverts to give you a bit of thinking time, and then we'll be right back with Richie Milton and Bill Farrow.
Get our list out, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm having such a lovely time. Richie Milton and Bill Farrow, it's been really great having you here today. And
thanks for having us.
Don't leave it 2 years again. You come back soon. It's been really nice. So, thank you for sorting out one last song. What you got for us?
Well, we thought we'd go a bit exotic, Bob.
I like it.
A little bit of sunshine.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, that's
Italian sunshine.
What a great daylight today. We're going to go all the way to, is it Italy? I'm not sure. Yeah, isn't it?
I'm floating away now. Okay.
If anyone wants to practice their tango steps, they can on this one.
Not really. You did that before when we've been that plan. I've been like a
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. Tonight we say goodbye to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera, while the moon's above that Mediterranean sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. By the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight. So bop do bop bop ba da da. Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. Yeah, tonight we say goodbye to Napoli. Although it's hard for us to whisper buonasera, why the moon's above that Mediterranean sea. Now in the morning, signorina, we'll go walking when the mountains of the sun come into sight. By the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy you a wedding ring for your finger. In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you. I'm gonna set up, signorina, kiss me goodnight. So da ba da ba ba da da, hey. Signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight. By the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger
Oh, well, I buy you a wedding ring for your finger. I'm gonna set up, señorina, kiss me goodnight. I'm gonna set up, señorina, kiss me goodnight. Gonna set up, señorina, kiss me goodnight. Gonna set up, señorina, kiss me goodnight.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, Richie Milton and Bill Farrow, also known as Bill and Ricky.
Yeah.
If you missed any of that, you'll be able to listen again and catch up with all those details on the Phoenix FM website. We'll probably from about tea time today. Oh. So thanks for coming in, Richie.
Thank you, Bob.
And Bill.
Thank you, Bob. Happy New Year, everybody.
Well, bye-bye. Yeah.